Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Biggie ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You're tuning in live. We're all talking off filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. Hey, man, get at me. MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And hit up the whole fam at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Got a hell of a show lined up for y'all. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do, man. Stay with us. Stay lit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one and we got you. Before I go any further, let me get this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rapstar 412. What's the word?
Yo, okay. Yo. What's good, everybody? What's up? What's up? What's good with everybody? Happy Sunday.
I know, right? Same shit, different toilet. How y'all feeling?
I'm cool. Chilling.
I'm said what? Crazy.
Said I'm just chilling, hanging. For once.
Hanging like nothing. Mm.
Just relaxing. Finally.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Rapstar, what's going on your end, man?
Not much, man. Just chilling over here, man. Just had a birthday and everything like that, so trying to recover from that.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, old man.
Oh, man, I'm still a baby to everybody around me, man.
Mm-hmm. You, the older, trust me, older we get, the older you get.
Yeah, it's funny though, because people automatically, like, when they come to me, they think that I'm like in my early 30s. I'm like, I'm not even 30 yet, for real. It was like, well, I'm not even 30.
That's
I guess it's
you.
Mature.
Yeah.
I told you, you're a different breed, a millennial.
Yeah, you're right. But it was fun though. I went bowling, me and my woman. My big sister, a couple of my homies, we all went bowling. My parents cooked me something to eat and everything. I went shopping. I was so adventurous, I bought myself, well, I didn't buy it. My woman bought it. She bought me a samurai sword. Something I always wanted as a little kid was a samurai sword. You know, Asian chick at the store tried to gouge me for it. You know, it was
$20.
Yeah, it was $20. The price tag said $20, but she was looking at me like it's $100. And I'm sitting there like, nah, son, the price tag says $20. She was trying to call her people. I was like, you don't got to call your people. You could just come over here and see the price tag right on the sword. I was like, but if that sword's not $20, I'll get the sword right next to it that's identical to the sword that I want that has the price tag of $20. So, you know.
Did you do the samurai chest dog? Did you hit that Whitney and throw the handkerchief up and see if it's sliced in half? Because a samurai sword slices through anything.
You know what? I ain't tried yet, but I can't put it down. I can't put it down. Like, for some reason, I just have to pick it up and everything. I'm cleaning it with steel wool, making it shiny and everything. I just cannot. And I got some Chinese soup. Yeah, that's what my woman said. She was like, that's your new toy. I can't put this shit down. I got Chinese suits. I'm finna put that on and get my Jet Li on. And,
oh,
man, it's going to be some crazy shit,
you got
man.
Jet Li?
Yeah.
That's a deadly dude.
You better stay out the way. You get the swinging knife.
It got so bad. I couldn't put it down. That night of my birthday, you know, I had to go. The next day, I had to go to work. Me and my woman, we go come upstairs to, you know, get ready for bed. I damn near brought the sword with us to bed.
Nigga, you would have been sleeping by your damn self. Boy, if you don't get that motherfucking knife out the bed, you're tripping.
I was like, yo, you never know. Somebody might try to come up here, and I got to bust a, you know, sword move on them, you know. So.
Oh, wow.
I ain't no different from anybody else. Normally, motherfuckers sleep with guns in their drawer or knives underneath their pillow. You just never know.
And I got a samurai sword in there to match it.
If ain't nobody in the bed with me, the rod is right there. We gotta sleep together. Me and you. It's gotta be something, you know. Something. It's going down. Fuck that. I don't play that shit. Gotta have a rod.
Too funny.
Hey, that's real.
But
it was
a good birthday, and I'm so special. I had two birthday cakes on top of that, so you know it was a good birthday.
I saw that. That's what's up, man. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. You deserve that. You deserve that. You know what I'm saying? Man. You do your thing, and you know, hard working man, take care of home. That's a hard thing to find these days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
Facts, you dig. I said, look, it was so funny. I was looking at some of your pictures, dog. It was so funny. The dude that was behind you, Leroy was acting like Leroy. I said,
yeah.
This dude is crap. He just photobombed the picture. I said, yeah, that's a Leroy move right there, because he was all behind it, like, hey, everybody else all up front of the camera. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. That nigga looked like an
apparition in the video. Like, he was not supposed to be there, but his spirit came in there. Like, that's what it looked like. Like, he just was like, I'm going to just show up for your birthday, and I'm going to go back to the afterlife.
Gone.
Yeah.
That was good shit. I was cracking up, like, who was dude in the background and, like, took over? You know what I'm saying? That shit was funny as hell, man. But look, hey, real quick, let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then we coming back to get into that where they do that at. But let's go ahead and hit that rap. Yeah, stay lit. Hey, 2020, I still feel this dude. Stay lit. This my shit. Yo.
Leaning to the left side. Leaning to the right. Mud in my two cups. I've been faded all night. I love calling you at 4 in the morning. Faded. Telling you things about me. I wouldn't tell you sober. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah.
Turn up,
stay lit. Yeah, stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left. Sipping on this,
oh my God.
There ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Stay lit.
Turn up,
yeah, stay lit.
Yeah, that was that Raphael State, and that's my shit. Even in the dub, that's my shit. I'm gonna try to get off into other artists, but every time I deviate from what I know, y'all be playing, man, and then I gotta cut you off and talk bad. We're trying not to be more positive a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, hey, look, if you just tuning in, you're live with All Talk No Filter on Dial House Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1. Rapstar 412, you up?
Yep. Yo. All right. So you, for people out there, you got to be aware, you know, who your friends are. You know, we all have friends and we all have acquaintances and we all have homies and we all have dogs. But sometimes we just don't know what's their motive or what they're capable of or what they're doing. Like, it's crazy.
You
think you know a person. You think you know a person. So an Australian woman is facing some criminal charges. Her name is Lucy Victoria Wyland. She's 28 years old. She's been accused of scamming her friends, her loved ones, and the residential people of Townsville, Queensland, Australia. Lucy shaved her head completely bald. I mean, she went straight LL Cool J. She said that she was telling everybody, close family and friends and her ex-boyfriend, well, her boyfriend at the time and everybody else that was around, that she was diagnosed with a terminal ovarian cancer. So because she did that, she went and she started a GoFundMe and she started collecting money for her treatments from around the way. People donating money, feeling sorry, sympathy, empathy for what she was going through. You know, those treatments are a lot of money, man. In a current converted to our scale of currency, she estimated into $55,000 that she had collected. come to find out, like I said before, she staged all of this. She didn't really have cancer. She just shaved off all her head, and she just frauded everybody in the damn town.
Oh, wow.
She's charged with fraud, possession of restricted drugs. Now, the drugs that she was the drugs that she had in her possession were drugs that people who are in, I want to say, chemo, that mm-hmm. they have to help them regulate body or regulate their body on going through the chemo. So she had these going on. Her legal team said that they were actually for what was it, like a UTI, tract infection, but they're kind of illegal. She's facing a forgery of documents from doctors and of other facilities. She's also facing new charges from her ex-boyfriend, because her ex-boyfriend was not only her man, but was also her caretaker, her full-time caretaker. So she was taking advantage off of everybody, from, like, people in the town to her family to her friends. Even a nigga that she was fucking, she was taking advantage for. Where do they do that at? You gotta actually fake a terminal illness to get money from people. Now, I heard people faking terminal illnesses to try to meet their favorite person in the world, like a celebrity or something like that. But you just cashed out, man. That's fucking crazy.
I mean, shit. Ain't either. It's not right. Period. I mean, that's some serious shit. If you do something like that, I feel like you should be bought up on charges. You know what I'm saying? People work hard for their money. And you know what I'm saying? When you're passionate about something or giving to a particular cause, and then for somebody to allow somebody to infiltrate your trust and give away your money, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I think you should be prosecuted and all that, like, to the highest extent of the law or for whatever that is, you know what I'm saying? Because people don't have it. Some people give even when they don't have it, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, like elderly, stuff like that. You tug at their heartstrings, or they see a story and they're like, oh my God, oh my God. And then it's like you give and you give until you can't give no more when you really didn't have it. So, I mean, that's some bogus ass shit, because there's people out here really dealing with shit that really need help. So that next time when the person needs help, now you don't trust the situation anymore. You don't trust what they say. And now that person might not get what they deserve because somebody defrauded you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of trust is, you know, it's hard. You know what I'm saying?
Nisi, what you think about that?
I think it's crazy. She fucked up. That's messed up because, like STL said, it's going to be somebody out here who really need that help, and, you know, they put up a GoFundMe and can't get that damn help because this bitch done did
right.
Stupid shit. Like, it's just out of line. She did
I would
wrong.
Like to know, like, what was...
She deserved every bit of time and anything else they want to give her. You know, perfect. And she did.
I want to know, what was her, like, motive behind it? Like, it didn't really,
Green.
Like, the story was, like, she was just collecting money. But I want to know what in her head was, what was her, like, what was going through her head for her to actually come up with this story and to make it so extreme? Like, you know, terminal cancer, I mean, you mean to tell me you didn't have loved ones going to the doctors with you? I mean, you had a whole-ass nigga taking care of you. He go to the doctor's appointment or see what the fuck was going on, all your treatments and everything like that, but you had a whole ass nigga taking care of you, and he didn't know he was being frauded too. Like, wow. Mm-hmm.
When you know what, dog? When you trust, it's again, it's a trust thing. When you trust in something, a cause or a person, you really don't want to question it, because you know what I'm saying, if that's your you know what I'm saying, your significant other, you don't want to have to question it. You want to know, you don't want to believe that person will lie to you about something that serious. So if somebody come to you and be like, hey, this is going on, that's going on, I'm sick,
I need you. I can't afford these medical bills. It's kicking my ass, which happens to everybody all the time, every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to have to second guess it. You don't want to have to question it. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't I believe you if you come to me and say, this is going on, that's going on? I don't have a reason. I don't want to have a reason not to believe what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? So,
I believe in that 100%, but it's not like cancer, like you get a cold, like, for one day. Those are stages that you go through. It's not something that you just happen to have overnight. There's stages to go, and if these people was so close to her, how come they didn't realize that there has to be a stage? Like, I'm going to give you a quick example real quick. In the beginning of the week.
Wait, hold on. Let me stop you, though. But it's people out here who you don't know until it's too late. Like, motherfuckers that all of a sudden pop up and be like, oh, I got stage four this, stage four that. Well, what happened to fucking 1, 2, 3? God damn. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can think you can have certain symptoms going on with you and not necessarily know that this is what's going on. It happens every day, all the time, bro.
That's true. But again, like I was saying, if these people, none of these people have gone to the doctors with her. Now, she's supposed to be receiving treatments. Now, her man was taking care of her it didn't say for how long, but he was her full-time health, you know, person. For somebody who would definitely know the insight of a person's medical background would be the caretaker. So what was you just doing, cleaning
shit
up?
All the time, every day.
Like, it's crazy. But it's like, you know, there's a certain things that, you know, when you go to the doctor, you say you diagnosed with cancer, you shave your head and everything like that. You had hair about a week ago. Where did it go? Because it just don't fall off. That's because of the radiation. So you mean to tell me
bullshit,
she was going to radiation classes?
I know people that got radiation after that first treatment. Your hair might fall out in patches, dog, straight patches, and they might not want to. I know motherfuckers, they don't, you know what I'm saying, they might cut their hair down or shave their hair down, and they wear wigs. Everybody
and
is
where
different
was he
on
at?
How they react to certain things.
And where was he at? That's her full time caregiver. So by the time when the thing was falling off, I mean, she faked the whole thing. But I'm just saying the fact that even if it was like that and it comes out in stages and it comes out in patches and everything, at least there's some type of evidence to say, yo, this girl is sick. Not just her hair just fell out. But like I was saying, that early this week I fell with the flu for a minute. Didn't know if I was going to be, you know, better for my birthday or not and everything like that. But I had the flu from Monday to literally Thursday. My birthday was Friday. So
bro, that was
during
that
week,
was a cold, my nigga. Flu is 2 weeks.
I don't know if that was a cold, but I had to sweat it out. I had to sweat it out. I had to chills. I had everything. My throat was hurting. I felt I had strep throat and everything like that. But wifey came upstairs and she gave me some hot tea. Now, normally, the tea that I get that's hot, I never had this tea that was hot this hot before. So as soon as she put it on the table, I automatically dove right into it to sip it. Burnt my whole lip. I mean, to the point where the skin on my lip has literally, I took it down to the white meat. Like my skin was literally peeling off my lips. Now, I was telling my homeboy at work, I said, if that particular incident didn't happen at that particular time, when wifey was there, and I just came home, let's say I was drinking tea at work, and I burnt my lip, and I came home with aberration, like blisters all over my mouth and shit like that, she would have thought I went outside and fucked up the relationship.
It's all been off. It's not a burn. You don't see the skin.
She would have been like, I know you caught something. It caught it with you, didn't it?
Mm-mm.
But see, because she was right there and I burnt my lip right on the fucking cup, she understood, oh, he just burnt his lip. See, this is what I'm saying. When she was in that situation, you got to understand that there was people around. What was these people doing around these stages that all of a sudden she said she had cancer? Even if it came and said, you know what, I have stage 4 cancer, and it just came out of nowhere and everything. There's stages in this shit, because if she was getting treatments like she was saying, and she got a man who's a full-time care, that means her man was going to these appointments. And if she was, fronting the whole time, what the fuck was this problem?
Not necessarily, dog. I mean, this is equivalent of, and I know people who have done this in the past, and it's fucked up that they did it. I know motherfucking chicks that done staged the whole motherfucking 8-9 motherfucking months of being pregnant, and then, you know what I'm saying, like not showing. Because some people don't, I know people that didn't even know they was pregnant until they was in labor. It happens. So you can, the way that things affect people is always different. You know what I'm saying? So you can have something up to your last dying day and be like, what the fuck? Where did shit come from? And it came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers, like I said, motherfuckers was pregnant for 8-9 months and go just all of a sudden go into labor, and they thinking they got a bellyache and then went to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? So it happens.
Yes, it do. Yes, it do. Can tell me I ain't have just type of bad gas, so I know.
Goofy ass.
They had to force me to go to doctors. I was like, for what? Shit. I got gas. They gonna give me something to shit? That's about it. Get up there, they talk about a bitch pregnant. I'm what? I just had a baby. The fuck?
Okay. Do you got stair steppers, Niecy?
Yeah,
so it's possible. You know what I'm saying? Women are at their most fertile when they've had a baby, and then you turn around and have another baby.
Mine's is one day under a year apart. They are the same age for one day. They're same age. You know what I'm saying? They're one birthday coming, and then the next one is the next year, 97, 98. June 1st,
right.
June 2nd. The baby is June 1st, and the middle one is June 2nd. See what I'm saying?
Gemini,
so they're the same age for one year. Yeah, all my kids are Geminis. Each and every one of them bitches is Geminis. I'm a motherfucking Dan a Gemini. Motherfucker Gemini, if you come my way, I'd be like, oh, hell no. I don't know, STL. Might be a deal breaker.
But you know what? If they fuck with you, they fuck with you. If they don't, they don't. But we'll give you your they last. If they fuck with you.
Well, shit, I don't know about that. Because I'm the giver.
You that mommy shit, like, you don't know how to turn it off. We've had this conversation, but your ass don't know how to. You don't have no fucking off button. I'll be like, man, you gotta look out for you.
Evidently, I'm mommy to everybody. When I say everybody,
Did your son have a different color t-shirt for 2020?
My son? Oh.
Did he switch up the color? Because that white not working,
I might as well be his mama, right? I don't know. He over there supposed to have been losing some weight. God knows. I know he eating again. Where he at? Place where he at, he eating again. Last time I talked to him, he was talking about some pancakes and some sausage. So I said, oh, okay. My son's probably still got that spaghetti sauce shirt.
Shaking my head.
Back to what Rapstar was saying, I do believe that he should have knew. Someone, if that's your man, ain't nobody go to hospital with you. Well, that's kind of strange, because when you go through chemo, a lot of people don't want to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people need help.
But you
help.
Know what, though? Let me,
like,
say, let me say this in the same note, though. Sometimes you don't want to be seen in a certain light, and certain people are private
yeah.
about certain things, and some people choose to go through, because I've done it, choose to go through things on their own and not really let motherfuckers in, because you want to, you just don't want people to see you like that, so you battle things
yeah.
on your own in silence. And then you kind of disappear, you drop off the grid, and then you come back around
yeah.
like, oh, hey, how y'all doing? And they're all, it happens, because I've done it personally. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It happens. It's possible is what I'm saying. I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
that it's
yeah,
impossible
it
for
I'm
a person to do
that.
It. It is possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You ain't lying.
So you know
That's
what I'm saying?
Definitely
like,
possible. Hey. As you get older, you start, sometimes you do become that type of person, you know what I'm saying, in doing things on your own. Like, you know, fuck everybody else, just do it,
right.
handle it, you know, you got
right.
no choice, you got to, when you're in that kind of situation, for real, if it was true situation for someone, you have to go through it. You don't have a, well, I don't want to do it today type thing. If you got cancer, shit, you got it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you got AIDS, you got it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, oh, well, I ain't going to have AIDS today. I'm going to get, you know, I'll get it finished dealing with it tomorrow. No, you got to live through it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the pain
mm-hmm.
is and the pressure and the stress and whatever comes with it, that's how you got to handle it. It's up to you, you know what I'm saying, if you want other people around, you know what I'm or not. And in some cases, it is better to not be bothered, because when they come around, the focus don't even be on you, it be on them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers, yeah, I'm sick as hell, but you over here helping me, but now you want to tell me about, oh, you need this and you need that. Bitch, I can't even see straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
saying?
You know? I can't even stand up. Bitch, I can barely shit. I can barely wipe my ass, and you up here asking me for something.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, so that is
I'm
true.
Sick. You're supposed
That's
to be helping
it.
Me.
But that's how it do be. That's how it be. So maybe she was that type of person that was, you know what I'm saying, didn't really cling to people. Maybe she was a solo bitch. I don't know. But, I mean, damn. What's she doing with all the money, though? They don't see it?
She probably said she was putting it towards medical bills. You ain't going to see that. If I say I need
right.
$10,000 to get a small operation and I'll do a GoFundMe, you don't know, you don't see the bills. You don't know if that's where I'm allocating my money. You don't know that. You can only go off my word. You
oh,
only know that
to me.
You
right.
only know what I tell you.
Fucking money. Well, she better go
Even
put that
she
shit
spent
up somewhere. Yeah. Look, well, ain't nobody seeing what she spent it in then. You know what I'm saying? But shit, she better have that money put up, because she's going to need a lawyer.
Hey, she better let her hair grow back. I'm good, y'all. I'm good. See, I'm better. Her growing back. Eyebrow full. I'm good. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to be funny, but, hey, that's what it do. Look, hey, we gonna push forward real quick. We're going to take a real quick break and come back to the hot seat. Let me, just real quick, I'm going to play a little bit of Chris Brown. Fuck it. Fine China. We're going to listen to Fine China, and you won't even get the virus. You did. Let's listen to it.
Just got enough. So just come this money enough.
That was a clip of Chris Brown, Fine China. We back. Dollhouse Radio, All Talk, No Filter. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Real quick. Okay, last time we was on air, we talked about the whole Kobe thing and him, the helicopter, him and his daughter passing away, along with other people. There were other individuals of relevance on the helicopter. It was not just Kobe and his daughter, so let's not forget them. But recently, oh man, this is a windstorm with the whole Gail King interview, CBS interview, and she had an interview with WNBA star Lisa Leslie, and her and Kobe were really, really, really good friends. And she, for some reason, brought up the allegations of him back when he was 20. This was like 2003, 2004, and he was about 24 years old. There was a young woman who was 19 who came forward with sexual assault allegations against Kobe, and she brought it up in the interview. This is after Kobe's death, and, you know, it was kind of like, do you think that this will tarnish his legacy? And, you know, things of that nature. And so many people, and man, let's not, the two people that you don't want after you in the social media world is Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent, because they will eat your ass alive. So if you haven't seen it, please go and check out the Snoop response to her in regards to bringing that situation up in the interview.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he went in, and you know, Snoop don't hold back nothing, and she was, you know, bitch this and you not for us and yada yada yada. And after the fact, then, you know, her BF, you know, the big O, she came back and responded about how Gail was doing, saying she wasn't doing well, she was getting death threats, she has to, you know, have security 24/7 and this and that. So my thing is, do you think there was also a teacher from Commons High who kind of commented and said that karma caught up with him and kind of implied that the death was karma in regards to him and that situation and the sexual assault, which happened so many years ago, and he was not found guilty. And do you think that Snoop's response, first of all, I want your opinions on, was Snoop's response wrong, and do you think that Gail deserves all the backlash she's getting, knowing that this would have probably most likely have aired, even though she said she didn't know that they were going to air her question to Lisa Leslie? So can somebody pick up that mic for me?
I'm just sitting here because it just shined in through my, you know how your stuff pop up on your phone, and so
absolutely,
through my Yahoo, and it just said that he said he recently made a statement saying that
he
didn't threaten her.
Oh, Snoop. Okay.
Sorry. He said, I didn't threaten Gail King, but she was very disrespectful towards Kobe Bryant. As far as I know, to this moment, she has yet to apologize. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, she should apologize. I mean, not that at this point it's going to make a whole bunch of difference, but at that time, after all of it was done, she should have, you know, I'm a news reporter, and I just, you know, pretty much that's what she is. So I report the facts, or, you know, but saying something like that, you know, I feel like this is a bad time, you know, because it caught up with him that they baby died too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that don't make sense. You know, saying shit like that doesn't make sense. You're saying, you know, like you're saying, a teacher said, well, it caught up with him. There was kids on there. There were children there, other adults on that flight. You know what I'm saying? So what? All of them just happen to just be in the way? What you saying? You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't agree with, you know, either thing, you know. But then again, Snoop did say, I was just scanning through here to read where he said, he told her, this is the rapper's latest comments come after he posted an earlier Instagram video in which he appeared to threaten King, telling her, back off, bitch, before we come get you. You know, so, you know, I mean, I didn't see all of that. I didn't see all of that. But, like, damn. Now, you know that motherfucker be mean in business. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't, he knew she wasn't going to go no further after all that anyway, because you know they scary any goddamn way. You know, like you said, Snoop and all of us. Snoop is the type, you know, he's going to push her to the end. That goddamn 50 Cent. He's just going to fuck with you. He's going to fuck with Gail forever. 50 going to fuck with her forever. He never gives up. You know what I'm saying? Because he gets a kick out of, you know what I'm saying, the drama. You know, but I think everybody is wrong. In a, you know what I'm saying, too? Everybody is wrong. It's a lot of emotions going on. A lot of people are hurt. You know what I'm saying? These are his friends, like, you know, damn near family. You know, they've been friends forever and ever. You know, so everybody's hurt. She was wrong. He was wrong for making that comment. That teacher bitch who ain't nobody, she was dead wrong. She just got a little, her 5 minutes of fame. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's hurt. And it was wrong. You know, you opened up some wounds. Now, at the end of the day, we're going to keep it, I'm going to play devil's advocate and keep it real by saying this. And it's probably not the right time to say it. Why was his shit acquitted? Because the lady decided to drop charges? I'm just saying.
Yes,
okay, guess why? Because she was paid, right? She didn't get no money?
I think they had a settlement. They had a settlement. I don't remember what the numbers were, but I remember they did have a settlement.
Yeah, well, that's the normal way to get out of a lot, you know, for a lot of people in the you know what I'm saying, entertainment, is to pay a person off to get them out your face. You know what I'm saying? But I think she was a woman worked at the hotel or something like that. But that's neither here nor there. It wasn't the right time, you know what I'm saying, to bring it up. I think everybody was wrong, you know. You know, the whole situation is just a sad situation, period. And for all the bickering and arguing, this is the time when us as black folks need to stick together, especially with this orange man sitting back laughing at us, make a fool out of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Period. We need to come together because we're going to need that. Because the next four going to be horrible. And the motherfuckers, and as long as they can keep that motherfucker there, in the next one like him, you know what I'm saying? Once they start doing this and it becomes a regular, everything behind, coming next behind him, if we don't get him out of there, it's going to be just like him or worse. You know, so that's where people need to be worried about focusing on sticking together. You know what I'm saying? This is the time, you know what I'm saying?
I don't feel like we have found that formula. I ain't trying to be funny. I ain't talking about being in the streets with protesting and right, things like that. I just don't feel like we, to this day, still have found the magic ingredient to that formula, because we're so competitive with one another, which is so unnecessary. Unless it's turmoil, we don't know how to stick together. Outside of the turmoil, we don't know how to link hands and come together. And It's like this,
because I look at it and I see it's like the cancer, cancel culture. Now, being that it was such a tragedy for Kobe and his daughter and everybody else on the plane who lost their lives, this was not the right time. Or why would you even want to bring it up? See, this is the whole thing that people's not understanding. If this was such an issue, why was this topic not brought up before their death? After his death, now everybody wants to bring up every little. It's like this.
If the focus wasn't on him right now, she just used that at the wrong time. She didn't think twice before she even opened up her damn mouth.
Do you have to think twice in this moment?
You should have knew not to say that.
That's what you do.
She knew what she was going to say before, because she, as a reporter, you have those notes in front of you. You know what I'm saying? So she already wrote up you know what I'm saying, what the question she was going to ask. So she knew, so she should have thought about that shit up front.
But it's deeper. It's deeper than that, because you gotta understand that her, that Gail and Oprah are best friends. Just about like a couple weeks ago, Oprah just stepped down from releasing the documentary supposedly that was coming up on Russell Simmons. Oprah just did the whole Michael Jackson thing. It's feeling like they targeting these black men. Meanwhile, they got their friend Harry Weinstein, who has similar charges, but ain't nothing. They're not exposing him. So, being that Snoop Dogg, what Snoop Dogg said, the first time Snoop Dogg said anything, and I seen his video and everything like that. Me personally, I don't feel like he did anything wrong. He's standing up for a person who can't defend himself. He's dead. So he can't really defend himself.
And the fact that they bought it out after his death was poor taste.
Yeah, it's that's so disrespectful. And the daughter is dead too. So you disrespected a man's legacy and the woman and the little girl who just died and their legacy. So it's like, what type of bitch ass motherfucker are you to actually speak about something after the person has died? The whole rape allegation or whatever, that happened, what, like 2003? Why the hell is it still a topic now? Why is it a topic now? In the whole Me Too movement, trying to get everybody and everything like that. Well, you know what? When I get big, I'm gonna put my babysitter under fire and be like, yo, that motherfucker touched my pamper, man. Touched my pee pee when he was changing my pamper, man. I'm gonna go petty like that. You know, since everybody want to come out the closet and everything, I'm going to get my family doctor who told me that the thing down and cough and everything like that. Like, everybody coming out, like, it's stupid.
Listen,
so it's
listen,
like, you got to understand that there's something.
As far as the Me Too movement, it doesn't mean anything for a random person like you or I. For someone doing something to me or someone doing something to you, it only seems to be adequate for an upper classman type of person. The top of the line. You know, the $1 billion motherfuckers. It don't mean nothing for us. Trust me, I already been downtown to the motherfucking police department, to the courts and everything, and try to do something about this motherfucker molesting me as a kid. You know, I did this way before the Me Too movement. You know, I myself don't even understand why the only people that is having any recovery in my city are the people who have, you know, pastors and, you know, excuse me, the Catholic pastors who have molested these children. You know what I'm saying? Raped and molested children in their churches. I just don't
because they're protected.
They're protected, but they ain't protected. A lot of them, I don't see none of them really going to jail. They just getting taken down. You know what I'm saying? And people are getting some money, you know, but I got a motherfucker live right across the street from me that molested me. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Why y'all ain't doing nothing about this? I done did everything under the fucking sun before he moved in across the street to try to, you know what I'm saying, stop things. And they don't do shit about it. But it's only, like I said, the only people that the focus stays on is the people, you know, that are over the top celebrities, you know what I'm saying? Or someone at the top of, you know.
$1 million or better.
Protocol. Huh?
$1 million or better.
Yeah, exactly. Shit, don't nobody care that I am who I am. You know what I'm saying? Shit, they don't give a fuck about that. Shit, you got to have you a couple billions up in that motherfucker. You got to be rolling like that. Then it's noticeable. But children get molested and raped every day. You know what I'm saying? And you know what these motherfuckers getting? About
probation.
2 years. Yeah, probation, 2 years. They ain't even getting ankle bracelets. You know what I'm saying? Or what's this new thing? Down south somewhere, they getting cast some kind of fucking shot or some shit. And then they get out. And they got to make sure they show up. some shot to keep them from getting hired. But then you got these other motherfuckers fighting it, talking about it's inhumane. Like, okay, why? Because he can't get hired for his wife? Like, you know what I mean? I just don't get it. I don't get why it's so, you don't get no real time for, you know, the shit, period, no matter who you are. No matter who, no matter what level it happened on. You know, I don't know, when you talk about rapes and molestation and stuff like that, it does hit, it hits hard for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been molested and I've been raped, you know. And so, for me, it does hit hard. You know, but either way, it was the wrong time for her to even bring any of that shit up. You know, if they was going to do something about it, they should have did it back then. You know?
What you said.
But you wait.
And that's what I'm saying. If it happened back in 2003, leave that shit in 2003. What the fuck you talking about in 2024?
They should have been talking about
just to get your shine.
The year before. I mean, right now, that woman, you know, the wife or whatever, and the mama, she picking out, you know what I'm saying, all these caskets. You're not burying just one, you burying two. You know what I'm saying? That's some hurt. That's some harmful, you know, harmful shit. Like, that shit's got to truly hurt. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't wish that's this on anyone. I feel so.
You can replace
bad,
your man. You can't replace your kid.
Mhm. Motherfuckers be like, oh, excuse me. The Arabs say, oh, they have another one, but you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, they got about 200 of them motherfuckers running around. But
facts.
You know, as a black woman, you know what I'm saying? And as a human being, I mean, no matter what, it wasn't like they were separated. You know what I mean? Now, at the end of the day, you got these, she just, what, recently had a baby not long ago, too? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard. That one ain't even got a chance to know their daddy or the big sister. You know? It's sad. It's just sad all the way around. The entire family, and let's not forget about the people who we don't know, the unknowns,
right?
You know, the best friends and stuff. Their families, you know what I mean? I know they feel like they just pushed to the side because, and he, yes, granted, he has a name, but ain't nobody talking about them. And that's
absolutely
sad.
I don't even know the name of those people.
Me, I don't know. All I know is the best friends.
Well, I think that's for the best, because we don't need none of their dirty laundry being aired the fuck out, and they're dead and can't speak on.
But
they're not
his status, so they probably don't give a fuck about his dirty laundry.
One of the ones that died is a famous old baseball player. So
Ooh.
He might
it's
not be
also
on his,
somebody, the coach or something.
He was a coach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But not professionally,
even,
though.
But one of them was like a professional baseball player, like an old one. I've seen pictures of him.
But she had young kids also, pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
They were fairly young. They're walking, but they're young.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. And he stuck doing that for real on his own. You know, the father. You know, I know people ain't acknowledging them, but I know they believe they're all being laid to rest at the same time or something. Not really sure.
Are they?
I'm pretty sure that they're going to get a lot of help, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just totally, the whole situation, it's all sad. It's all sad because no matter, I love my kids and my girls to death, and bitches all get on my goddamn nerves, but you know what? I'll go through a brick wall about mine. And that's the truth. I'll go through a brick wall. I kill something about my kids. I love my kids. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just can't imagine. You know what I'm saying? When you sit back, mine's old enough to come and go and do what they want. But, you know, the days that I went older and I sit back and wonder when, you know, I see her on the news. I see her, you know what I mean, on the holding center shit. You know, I get the phone calls, oh, this one, she just got arrested. You know what I'm saying? My older one. I have one older. You know, so I look at all that shit, but I also wonder when they're going to knock on my door. the police, or, you know, to tell me, oh, we need you to come to the hospital, or, you know what I mean, some shit like that. You know what I mean? Those are the things that you wonder when your kids get older and they you know, they're out the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Let alone being only young as that child was. And for you to, she didn't even get to even become 21, ain't even graduate high school, never going to see her prom, never going to, you know what I mean? She was just about there, just about there. And to have her taken away, you know, it's just all sad, you know? I mean, God don't make no mistakes, though. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I mean, I'm
sure
right now people don't feel that way, but God makes the choices, you know? You know, when it's our time. And, you know, the one thing is they were together, and I can just picture the fright in that child's face. He knew it was over, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm sure he was like, you know, probably got up out that chair, you know, or whatever, and hugging her. Because, you know, the type of plane it was, helicopter was, it ain't big. They side by side.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Him knowing, but this baby terrified, you know. And for me, I say baby because that is, she's so young. You know, just the whole situation, you put yourself in that situation and you sit back and, because I have, you know, when I heard about it, I sat back and I just like tried to imagine that child's fright. That is a fright that you could never, like, damn, you know, I just imagine what her face looked like and her looking over at her daddy for safety.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, are we, you know what I'm saying? And him like grabbing and holding her. You know what I'm saying? Just that, the thought. It's all sad. And just now, you know, burying your babies, you know, burying your most important prize possession.
A parent should never have to bury their child.
That's what I say all the time. I told my daughter that the other day, my youngest daughter. I never, you know, we talked about it, and it was like, you should never have to bury me. You know what I'm you know what I mean? I should never have to bury you. Y'all should be burying me when that time comes. It should burn me. I ain't gonna feel it. You know. Mm-hmm. Keep that money.
Okay. We ain't gonna throw it in the ground.
I pray for the mother and the wife, whatever, to have the strength. And you know what I'm saying? And to be able to go on and, you know, to raise these kids, the rest of the kids by herself or however, whatever happiness comes to her, I know it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of time. She ain't just lose one, but losing two.
Mm-mm.
The whole household is shattered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just shattered. It's like pieces missing, like serious. It's hard. Your significant others die, but when your baby dies, I just can't see it. I don't even know how I react. But she can't be wanting to, you know, I listen to other people say I kill myself, but then what about those other little kids? Who they gonna have? Who they gonna have? So she got, you know, she gotta be strong, you know, but then you're like, damn, who gonna be strong for her?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she gotta be strong for everybody. But who
even the strongest people need a pillar behind them. No lie, you know. Cause shit, I'm a strong motherfucker, but sometimes I be like, God damn, who the fuck I'm finna lean on? I need a crutch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shit, the fuck.
I can't imagine. It's a hurtful thing, and I feel for their family. I really do. As a single mother that raised all mine alone, you know what I mean? Hell, and raised my grandkids 5 years alone. Like, that shit, you know? Mm-mm. It's all sad. I don't know. I pray for their family. Pray for my own, but I pray for their family. You know what I'm saying? I pray for that mother because she's going to need all the strength in the world. Every day is going to be hard. Walking past, you know, she got to roll over and she in her bed by herself. And then she walked down the hall because, you know, they had some big mansion type home. She walked down the hall in
empty
her
bedroom.
You know what I'm saying? Your child room
mm-hmm.
empty too.
Right.
No, no, but everybody needs to praise their strength. Well, she gonna need
it.
Know.
Oof, that was a. Hey, she, hey, we be on some highs and lows around this motherfucker. It's that time though. You know what I'm saying, honey? Did we spilled over into your thoughts? I mean, did you have anything you want to get off your chest before we jump off the air?
No, I'm good.
You good, mama?
We already at that time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, shit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, condolences to, it's just sad, you know what I'm saying? Hey, my thing, I'm going to leave it at this, man. Quit being fucking messy. Let that man straight rest in peace, rest in heaven, you know what I'm saying? And stop trying to every time, especially a black celebrity, athlete, actor, whatever, please stop trying to tarnish their fucking legacies. And let them rest peacefully. Let them shine in their heavenly light. And just let it be that. You know what I'm saying? So let them. And just I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? Let them know how to get at you. You know what I'm saying? Mom, go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, my Instagram has been deleted.
Oh,
I don't know how. I don't know why, because I haven't put shit up there. I'm trying to figure out a way to get it back. I do have a second page that I have not really used. It is up there, but it's Niecy Honey Dip page 2. I'll probably go in there and know anything you see underscores in it, it's not me. I just haven't had the time. I've been extremely busy, but I'm going to go in and start uploading some stuff to it and still work on trying to get my original Instagram page back. This is the second time. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because I really have been completely busy, and I haven't really been on Instagram. So for me to go on there and find out my shit is gone, you know what I mean? Like, I was pissed. But Niecy Honey Dip on all social media, just remember anything with underscores, it is not me. Niecy Honey Dip on Twitter. And I am very bookable, open to bookings, all types of bookings, club hostings, events, parties, walkthroughs, so on and so forth. You can go through my manager, Hotmail.com. I'm sorry. Hotmail.com. Ralph_Terry@Hotmail.com. And my website is NiecyHoneyDip.com. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm hungry. NiecyHoneyDip.com. It's a fat girl moment.
It's your boy, Rap Star. You can hit me up on both of my Facebooks, Cameron Cortez. Also, Cameron Cortez, the second, that's Roman numeral 2. Hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstore 412. Hit me up on my YouTube channel, Rapstore 412. Later on this month, I'll be in another magazine on the cover of Music Culture magazine. So that's going to come out within a week or so. I just answer questions. Very enlightening. For anybody who is a hip-hop head and really wants to dive in deep to the life of Rapstar, I suggest you, when it comes out, I release it, go on my page, and get you a subscriber. It's only a digital copy, but it's still nevertheless the same. It's me on the cover, so get ready for that. And it is what it is, man.
Hey, it is what it is, hey. We here, this is what we do, man. We here, same bad time, same bad channel, right here on Dial House Radio. Check us out next week. We be back. No quaaludes, but she still love me in the morning. We out.
Machiavellian is Illuminati, all through your body. The blow's like a 12-gauge shot. Feel me? And God said he should send his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me, eat my flesh, flesh of my flesh, come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see, what do we have here now?
All Talk No Filter, Dollhouse Radio. We out.